you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Exodus 14, verses 13 through 15. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see you again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on." That was Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through 15.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday. It's a new week, April 8th, 2024. And you might say, why does he give the year? Well, this program is getting archived. So if you miss a portion of it, or maybe something that was said and shared really blessed you, or you know somebody that needs to hear it, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and look under the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to the program at your convenience or pass it on to a friend and they can hear it, because we've prayed up this program. In fact, joining me in the studio, that first voice reading that great verse that we're going to talk about, and it's going to be a part of Jessie Herring, Sister Herring, Pastor Herring, our sister in the Lord, part of her faith journey testimony, and she's going to weave it into some of her remarks today. But the voice reading that was Steve Griffin, and he's our, what do we call you? You're like all purpose. You're like an analyst. You're looking at all of our equipment. I mean, you're doing a little of everything. You're kind of like Dave Fitch, who's also joining me in the studio. He began as our director of development, and that is what he is. But he's doing everything from working on our Decatur situation, where we have to find a new tower location, to meeting pastors and various churches on Sunday to promote and let people know about the station, to assisting on lugging things around, helping in a variety of ways. I think his list is getting as long as mine with all the different ways he's trying to help out. So he joins me in the studio also, along with my sweet sister, Jessie Herring. By quick way of introduction, not only our board member, she's going to attend our first meeting at the end of this month in Springfield, and we've referenced her before, but she was the keynote speaker at our past Thursday gathering for the Ministry Leaders Network luncheon in Champaign. Drove in from Springfield, actually with Dave and with Steve, and delivered a rousing message. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but appreciate her faith journey and got to know her through the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance. She's the vice president. And I just thought, wow, this woman sold out for the Lord. And I thought, oh, I think I want her on the board. Yes, I want her on the board. Will she say yes? And she said, sure thing. I love the ministry, the ways God can use it to his glory. And I'm all about that. And so she's been informally on the board for a month or so. I send her all the emails, the updates, what to be praying for, seeking her advice. In fact, she was the one that helped me discern, because we were launching in this First Lady ministry, and this was a month or two back, and she said, well, Mark, there might be women like me that also pastor, and if you limit it to just First Ladies, pastors' wives, you might miss out on an opportunity to pour into other women. And I said, yeah, how can we overcome that? And on our phone call, she said, what if we say, like, women in ministry leadership? That would cover pastors, and that would cover executive directors of the Pregnancy Resource Center or other things that women are involved in. And sure enough, I think within an hour, Jesse, I started sending out, hey, we're going to include women in ministry leader positions. And so Jesse closed our time last Tuesday when we had our first ever First Lady Ministry gathering. She closed it out in prayer and prayed over Rachel Kramer and super blessed her, and I think blessed us all, because prayer is going to be an integral part of those gatherings each and every month. Anyways, All three of these friends join me in the studio. We're going to recap a little of what happened in Champaign last Thursday. But before we do that, just a quick update. Dave's looking at me like, is he going to stop? Is he going to come up for air? Nope, I'm on a roll. You can't stop a train that's off the tracks. Anyway, some of you might have wondered, what's been going on with some of the frequencies? Well, we've been working really hard behind the scenes. And basically, this past Tuesday, I think we had four different stations off the air for different reasons, and we got WGNX back on the air, along with WHPA. Different components or feeds weren't shaking hands, and then 88.1 Petersburg had an issue, and I think that's all resolved. And then we finally got 1370 AM WLLM back on the air. That had a bad fan motor in the transmitter, and it was shutting it down. So we've been working hard behind the scenes. In fact, when we were getting ready for last Thursday's gathering, Steve was calling BE Broadcast Electronics and ordering a fan motor and trying to figure out the part numbers and how that would all come together and getting it shipped to his home. And he and I worked on fixing that. And Dave's been doing different things with the Decatur frequency, looking for tower buildings or other ministries to utilize their tower. And so that's been a big ordeal with some pressured timetables to get that resolved. But we appreciate your prayers, and we're working real hard behind the scenes because we want to continue to lift high the name of Jesus and encourage you through our broadcast. But with 19 different frequencies, there tends to be always something happening. It could be a lightning strike. It could be a component that breaks down. It could be a computer freezes up, or the satellite feed is out of alignment. I mean, there's really dozens of things. A squirrel can chew through a line, you know. Anyways, power could be out in the area, or a myriad of things that happen. So we appreciate your prayers. And those of you that have called in, thank you so much. We don't always know what station might be off the air with the 19 frequencies. We can't have them all on at all times. And so many of you are our radio scouts. Don't ever hesitate to call in, or don't figure out that somebody else is going to call in. We need you to call in and just let us know, and we'll do our very best to keep all 19 frequencies proclaiming that good news message of Jesus, like Jesse did last Thursday. Man, she had people commenting and cheering and go sister, or preach it. So I'm going to begin with you two, Steve and Dave. What was maybe a takeaway, a word of encouragement, or an observation you made, because we had about 50 people in that room?
I was impressed with how Pastor Jesse had an enthusiastic way of reminding us that God cares how we live our lives from moment to moment. Not that just we just believe in him and that we go to church and so forth, but that true following of Christ is going to mean you make different decisions in your life and you do different things than you would have otherwise. Mm-hmm. Too often that comes off, when it is taught anymore, as a dreary duty. But she put the enthusiasm in it. And I really believe that it's not just a list of rules. It's a gift we give to God. Mm-hmm. God, we will not pollute our own lives with things that you wouldn't back, and then just depend on your grace to forgive us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she talked about living a holy life different than the world, and how important it is for those pastors and ministry leaders to set the bar really high, because they're modeling it. And the church or congregation, if they see them out acting out or angrily scolding a child in the store or excessive drinking or doing whatever, it really affects them, because how can they look up to that leader?
Yeah. And, you know, Pastor Jesse mentioned something about that there was a point in her life where a friend told her, you can't do this because you're a leader. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that came to my mind is true, but then we also have to, as Christians in the broad body of Christ, we have to, once we say that, we have to turn around and say, okay, if she's going to lead, will we follow?
Mm-hmm. And Dave, I know you were encouraged and blessed. You sat near me and I could hear you say, "Preach it, sister," or "Amen." And Jesse's delivery was rousing. And what I loved about Jesse, she had these high heels on, but she had told me beforehand, because even when she was at the First Lady Ministries and closed out in prayer, she said, "I want to be up near the people. You know, when I share in a few months, if you can have the podium, you know, closer to the people that I'm going to minister to, that would be great." So I put her, like, the tables were about 3 or 4 feet away. I had her right there. But she, with those high heels, was going in front and side, like within a foot or two of everyone. And I think that really energized everyone.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the passion that you preach with, Pastor Jesse. And I think that everyone that attended there, probably, 48? Yeah. I can't help but think everyone that attended last Thursday was inspired to evaluate themselves and the way that they deliver God's message, and whether or not they need to turn the dial up a little bit themselves, because God's word is the truth about our universe. And because it is, we need to be passionate about delivering that message. And I think you inspired all the pastors and ministry leaders there last week to consider whether or not they needed to inject a little more passion in the way that they share the good news of the Bible.
Yeah, Dave, you and I were talking about that afterwards, that hopefully healthy conviction would have fallen on all of us. How do I deliver my message about Jesus? Is it personal? Is it fresh? Is there a newness to it? Or am I just studying to prepare and deliver something? And I think Jesse, and I love this about pastors. So pastors, if you're tuning in and you're preparing a message, I maybe represent many in your congregation. We want to know how God's word is touching you, how it's changing you, how it's convicting you. Yes, divide it and teach from it, but also help us understand how it's moving you to be more faithful in your following of Jesus, or greater awareness of how great God is. And so as Jesse delivered it, it was fresh. It was personal. In fact, I knew behind the scenes, Jesse said, "Well, Mark, I was going to deliver this message, but midweek, I feel like God's called me to share this." And then even that morning last Thursday, she said, "He kind of changed it up a little, and I think I'm supposed to emphasize this." And so pastors, if you're tuned in today, allow your message to be fresh, to be personal, to be something that God's taking you through, because you'll have more energy and power and really an authority, because this is something that God's teaching you through the verse. And so, Jesse, I think you came with some fresh realizations of what God wanted to do in your life. And yet you also said, "Mark, I think some of the things I'm going to prepare are going to be convicting," because you stopped a few times. "Hey, it got pretty quiet in here." So talk about how God put these various messages on your heart, because there might be somebody, a pastor that's listening to somebody that's going to lead a Sunday school class or that oversees a large group, but maybe help that listener. How do you develop a message that God wants you to deliver?
Yes, Mark. First of all, we have to keep ourselves prayed up. Some things don't come but by fasting and prayer. And while I was at home, God was speaking to me. And as he was speaking to me, I was writing it down. And even early in the morning, you know, even late at night before I go to bed, he was giving me things and I was writing it down. And even scriptures, I began to read the scripture and meditate on the scripture. Then I just asked God, "I can't do this. What would you have me to do? What will you have me to say to your people?" And that's the way, you know, I operate. I do a lot of studying, and then I just love the way how God does it. I'm there to just say, "Hey, God, here I am. Use me the way you want to use me. Do what you want to do in my life." So that's the way I operate.
Well, Jesse, I thought that was important for you to share, because sometimes we can study and God approves of study. You know, there's that verse, "A workman that's not to be ashamed," because, you know, we prepared. But sometimes maybe we can be so much like Martha. And I'm speaking from my own experience. I'm a worker bee. I'll work really hard. I'll do behind the scenes things. But I'm not always that Mary that just needs to sit at Jesus' feet and just learn from him and spend that quality time in his presence. I'm just a worker bee and I have to go out out and do things. And so for you, listener, you know, maybe you're the Mary type and you're spending a lot of great time with Jesus, but then you got to really put some work into how you're going to deliver that message or how you're going to share that experience. And for the other Marthas like me, you need to spend that quality time with Jesus, really seeking him and his leading and what you're going to preach on or teach on or how you're going to be prayed up. And so, Jesse, it was just so much fun watching some of my friends that were just drinking in your message. Johnny Harris and Irvin Williams and Dave was fired up. Pastor Stephen right next to me, he was probably the most vocal, cheering you on. And I think that energized you to some degrees. And it was fun to see you pause and say, I don't know if I'm going to step on anyone's toes, but here's some things that I think the Lord wants to be said. And then you opened up a whole nother area where I think people sat back and thought through, is that true of me? You know, am I really focused on what Jesus would have me do? And do people see that being lived out? But what was your impression in Champaign?
It was wonderful, Mark. The love, the atmosphere was set. Everybody that God wanted there was there. And I could feel the presence of God. And I know it was ordained by God. So I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for how God is using you and Holly to spread the word, to spread the good news, and to bring pastors and leaders together in unity. I saw unity and I saw strength. So I'm just grateful. Grateful to God for you.
Yeah, in case you just tuned in and you're like, well, who's that voice? That's Pastor Jesse Herring. She serves at Table of Life Ministries in Springfield. And I think we're going to have her back for Testimony Tuesday to share how God started her as a stranger, basically called to Springfield, not knowing anyone, and how God has allowed her ministry to thrive and her church to grow and the various ministries that the church helps oversee and how they serve the community. We're going to save some of that for Testimony Tuesday tomorrow. But I'm going to jump back to you, Steve. You came and you were blessed. You're doing a lot of work now that you're retired for the radio ministry. In fact, I called you the other day and I said, hey, Steve, you know, are you feeling a little bit pressured? I mean, you're retired and I have these lists of tasks and you moved the thermostat, you're organizing equipment, you're doing this. I gave you that project last Thursday. I don't have time to do this. Can you call BE and figure out the part number? And by the way, find an owner's manual so we'll know how to repair that thing. But you're obviously using your gifts as you're retired to serve this ministry. What would you say to somebody else that's retired trying to find their fit in life?
I've been retired less than a year. For the first few months, I was a little lost in many ways. So I don't think that this volunteer role, I've come into at WLUJ, was a happenstance thing. You and I look at it, Mark, and we laugh at just how many people all of this went through to connect me to you. You know, anybody else would say it was just a fluke, but it wasn't. I needed this. And yeah, it's just given me things to do. I can't keep up with you, but I can help out here and there.
Yeah, well, we shared a little of this a week or so ago when you were on, just the unique way that God raised you up. But I just want to publicly thank you for all the different behind-the-scenes work. And this radio ministry is progressing or moving forward because of people like you and all the donors and the prayer warriors and a great board and a team of people. And Dave was included on that. You've only been retired for two and a half months, and I nabbed you right away. I think, was it at a Beam? Oh, no, you had called in because of something Donna Leland had said, and we talked about this some time ago, but recently retired. In fact, we're going to have you on, I think, in a week or two to talk about your book because it's almost officially out.
Yeah, April 9th.
Okay, so yeah, this week. So we're going to have you on to talk a little bit about that, but you've been doing a variety of things very much like Steve. And I sit back and I think, Lord, last Tuesday night with four different stations off the air and the weight of all these things on me, I just said, Lord, this is beyond me. And then as Donna Leland has said many times, when you advance God's kingdom purposes, his power, his authority into new realms, new initiatives, new ministry works, maybe it's something as simple as you're going to start memorizing scripture, you're going to teach the three-year-olds at church, whatever it is, you advance his kingdom purposes, there'll always be pushback, quite possibly because of the evil one wanting to thwart, derail, frustrate. He doesn't want that kingdom purpose to be achieved. And so you have to push through it. Well, I was going through a tough Tuesday night with these stations all off the air. But I think some of it was because we launched the First Lady Ministry, and that was so successful and wonderful. And then last Thursday with Pastor Jesse speaking and the ministry inroads that I thought were made there and that group gelling together, it seemed like a burden was lifted because there was some heaviness on my life. And yet when I look back and see all those different things that God was also accomplishing, it reminded me, hey, yeah, we're in a battle here. So you're seeing a little of that with your book even coming out, right?
Yes, absolutely. I've come to understand recently what's going on as I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and Paul says that the Lord has given us a ministry of reconciliation. Mm. He was talking to every believer that we all have a ministry. People ask, I don't know what God wants me to do. He has given us all an assignment to be a ministry of reconciliation, to help others reconcile with the Lord. And whether we're retired or we're still working or whatever, we all have this ministry ongoing every day to help others be reconciled to God. And now that I'm retired, I had the option, the choice, to spend some time with Great News Media and invest in that. I've been listening since the late 80s, and I'm loving every minute of it, quite honestly.
Well, I'm going to have all three of you back, but we're going to let Jesse talk a little bit about Exodus 14, 13 through 15. That's the verse we opened up with, and we didn't get to really touch on it. But if you join us again tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you'll hear that. And Steve, I'm going to have to make a correction. You said that God's called you to help WLUJ. Very true, but also Great News Media, because WLLM is part of the Great News Radio format. So you're really helping all of Great News Media with a focus on WLUJ.
I'll remember the whole network when I figured out the whole network.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, there's a lot to do. We appreciate your prayers, and join us again tomorrow, and we'll have these three special guests back in the studio. And I hope you received a blessing by tuning in today. We want to lift high the name of Jesus. He loves you. He cares about you. He created you. He fashioned you. He has special gifts to work in and through you. You're special to him, and we appreciate you as a part of our radio listening family. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Dave Fitch, Pastor Jesse Herring, and Steve Griffin with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.